Wow.
All right, we are in session at 7 p.m. on February 24th. Okay. Get right into the minutes, Paul.
Oh, you jumped the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I actually know you jumped the gun. I was fine.
Oh, really? Can't
I know. Hold
be.
on.
It's involved. He's placing
He
speech.
wants to get out of here tonight. I don't blame him.
No, I didn't even think of him. Whatever. We should have thought we were all already going.
I almost did the same thing. Yeah. I almost did the same thing, and then I closed the book or closed the folder.
Oh, I might be dying.
You did something. Right, I would entertain a motion to.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes, the payables, and payroll.
Okay, moving on to correspondence. We have two overweight permits, one from Markowski Excavating and one from Hunter Excavating and Transport.
Make a motion we sign Markowski Excavating and Hunter Excavating overweight permits.
Second.
Somebody said 23rd.
24th.
24.
I like to turn that chair. Is that Orvis?
It's a scarf.
Oh, it's a scarf. Oh, I like the scarf.
Yeah. I don't know where that is.
Got a letter dated February 20th from Cherry Hobson. Dear Don, Paul, and Tammy, I want to thank you and Nora and Sherry for choosing to dedicate this year's town report to me. That's about as big an honor as a town can give, and I really appreciate it. The dedication is very well written, and I was pleased with that also. Thank you, and my best wishes to all. Cherry.
That was nice of her.
Okay. We have another one here for the Modern Woodman. Dear Town of Wells, I'm writing on the behalf of the Modern Woodman of America, Wells, Vermont,
Oh, thanks
Chapter
for that.
10, 10244. We're planning our Easter egg hunt at the Modern Woodman Hall on March 21st, 2026. This is an event that we have had great success with as many as 200 kids have joined in past years. This event is open to everyone ages 12 and under. You can't go to.
Oh, bummer.
We are reaching out to the community for donations to help with the event. We thank you very much for your time and consideration and would be grateful for any donation you are willing to make. If you have any questions, please respond to Andrea Rath. But
I believe this is
little
our 100.
discussion. Does anybody remember what we did last year?
100? It's 150. 150, okay. And it's in our budget for it too, I think.
No.
I'll let you make the motion since we're kind of
Oh,
close
well,
to it.
somebody beat me to it. I didn't even see that on the bottom.
Oh, there you go.
Would you like me to make the motion?
Yes, please.
All right. I make a motion that we present the Modern Woodmen of America with a check for $150 for their Easter egg hunt.
Second.
I don't remember if we went over this or not, but the next thing is I've got a, this was the corner of South Street and North, South Street and Route 30 on the east side, the curbing project. The curbing part, the concrete curbing and so forth, the quote that we received was $45.85. Or 4585, and we did not, the grant that was available would not, it, this pro, this project didn't qualify, so we will hang on to that and keep looking.
I'm sorry, I kind of was still writing.
What's that?
I was still writing. What do you want me to write down for that? Kind of
the grant that we had hoped would apply to it did not apply, so we're still, we'll keep our eyes open.
Okay.
That was for the curbing project on
okay.
North Street, South Street and Route 30. Or the intersection of
yep.
South Street, Route 30. Yeah. I get this in correspondence. Old business. While you were away, the cemetery was, had
they met,
attempted to plan a meeting on Friday.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I called in the afternoon. I called a couple days before because it was, at that point in time, it was hearsay. Nothing was posted, no advertisements, no nothing. I reminded Eric what needed to be done. And then I called him Friday to make sure if the meeting was still on, had he checked with the people, because we were having snow. And as times have changed, we now cancel everything as soon as it starts to snow. So, and he did say that he only had one member going, so he felt he would cancel it. He did tell me in the course of the conversation that they have talked to a surveyor out of Rutland.
He did tell me that too.
I haven't seen any numbers or heard any numbers. I don't know where they plan to get their money from. Whether
I think they have money.
Oh, I know they have money, but I don't.
I think he's just in the works of, he's reached out to this person. I don't think he's actually done anything yet.
No, he hasn't signed a contract.
Right.
I told him in the course of conversation that I had talked to Cody Hicks just. And, you know, that I had run into him and asked him, he is a surveyor and local, and I asked him if he would have any interest in taking the project on, and if they decided, if the commission decided, would he give them a quote? He said he would, and I relayed that message to Mr. Holcomb, but it didn't go any further, and Eric.
Mr. Montbrand or Holcomb?
Mr. Holcomb.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Montbrand didn't know anything about it. He was quite upset that I jumped over him. I didn't jump over him. I just happened to run into the guy and was talking to him in the store. So
I think Eric's definitely, I don't think much gets back to Eric, and he's the one doing all the work right now. So,
well, I,
no, I know. I'm just saying.
I can't help that.
Right. I know.
He is the chairman.
Yep.
And let's see. I haven't got a price yet on purchasing an entire sander. Dave was going to get it, and he may in fact have it.
Something happened to ours?
He hasn't met, no, well, it's 40 years old.
Did it break down though?
It's broke, breaks down almost every snowstorm.
Oh, okay.
It's this old stainless steel ones that were in the 19. Whatever the hell year, I don't know, I do.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about that last time, about getting the parts or just buying a new one. That's
yeah, the
right.
Parts are, we know the parts are around $2,500. But
yeah.
John Henry called me up and I went up and looked at it and with him, and The stainless steel box is in pretty good shape, but the structural steel that holds the box up is pretty rotten. It could be fixed, but I think we're kind of at the point where we're throwing good money to bad.
Right.
So Dave was going to check with the outfit in Greenwich there that builds them and see what a price would be on an entire sander as opposed to putting $2,500 into that one. But I haven't heard from Dave yet. So
I see our orange truck was down to Josh's plant last week.
Yeah, that's the oldest one. The back end of it had given way.
Getting tired, huh?
Well, got real tired because it left. It's rusted away. Yeah. Josh basically put a new, strengthened it up and put a new strip on the back. Yeah, he took it down on the, well, he did it over the weekend, so they wouldn't, it was just, well, the storm that never really happened was predicted. So that's what that was all about. So it's good to go. Salt, state still has no salt, or we can't get any salt. I haven't yet, and it kind of bothers me. I was talking to Pollitt's, one of Pollitt's Highway guys, last Thursday, Friday. And they get their salt from a different, they're on state bid price, but they get it from a different outfit, but they don't have any either. It just seems awful odd to me that all these companies are not supplying Vermont with salt. However, you go to New York and, they're salting the roads 3 days ahead of when it's going to snow. They salt the roads over there right this afternoon.
Yeah, so why?
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is another government got their finger in things, or I don't know, but it doesn't make sense to me that they're pouring the salt right through everything. And the only state I've heard of is us, Vermont. I don't know if there are other states, but I haven't heard about them or seen anything in the newspaper. But we made it through the last storm without any problems, and they got a load today, so we should be fine from this scud that's coming tomorrow or whatever we're supposed to get tomorrow.
Only like 1 to 3, maybe they said.
And it's supposed to be fair. It's supposed to warm up, and I guess it could rain.
50s on Saturday, they said.
Oh, we don't need that either.
Tomorrow morning, it's just going to be adjusting, right?
Yeah, they're saying 1 to 3. Well, I was watching the 3 o'clock news tonight, and it said 1 to 3.
It rained. We don't need 50 degrees either. On that amount of ice that's in that river.
That's true.
The only other thing we had an issue with the librarian and Dave and looked at the library parking lot, and the pavement is breaking up a little bit. I basically sent him back a response that this is not the time of year to be worrying about the pavement. It's probably due to the frost and due to the fact that the way the weather's been, that we really didn't need to be worried about it. And we have far bigger fish to fry than paving that parking lot most of our.
Well, we have some things out here, but we can't do it right now.
Yeah, this is 20 some odd years old. I think 20 years old, 2006. And I mentioned the voting issue or the candidates issue.
Non-issue.
Yeah, non-issue. And
so I've seen emails about this pretty spiffy ramp.
You're going for grant for that and things.
Well, and I think it would be a good idea. They talked about fundraising, even for certain of the books on the thing or something, because I'm like, I mean, yes, we own the building and we'd pay for the ramp, but to make it a all this pretty stuff and stuff, I think if that's what the library wants, they should chip in some money toward the fanciness of all those ink prints or paintings or whatever it is, unless they can get grants
I'm
or
probably going
something.
to get an ADA grant.
Yeah, so then we're fine. We'd be fine.
I have a meeting with her.
I could just imagine how much it was, that would cost, though.
She wanted to talk to me, sir. I told her I could talk to her Thursday night, Thursday afternoon after work.
Yeah, she was going. She asked about meeting with me last week. Obviously, I told her I wasn't going to be here. About stuff with the website and how to upload stuff or whatever. So I'll have to touch base with Gina and get together with her on that stuff too.
I can tell you one thing. I certainly hope this inquiry to the web page.
Awful. I looked at all the emails today, all the garbage we're getting.
Which I do 10 a day.
Yeah, at least.
Plus all the other garbage we get.
Well, and I'm having difficulty uploading stuff even. Like the library audio, it's too big of a file. It won't condense anymore. Things won't get, it's a pain in the butt. If something's not up, it's because I can't get it to get it there. But yeah, and I'm not sure how far along Gina is with it. But like I said before, I'll upload the stuff for you in the
She could
meantime.
stay healthy for you should probably see.
Yeah, she I know she's delayed because of that. So, but in the meantime, I can either show the new person or continue to upload whatever you guys want. Just let me know. I'll continue to upload for now until you tell me different.
Sweet, thank you.
Yeah. Yep. I'm there for you, Sherry.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Appreciate it.
As far as I know, we're set to use the school for town meeting on Monday, as far as Sherry knows.
Yep, I called.
And we will have a personnel there to lock up.
I'm going to leave this here. Can somebody bring the computer and the recorder? I would just make sure we have a spare battery. I like to just do double backup in case something happens. You know what I mean? There's an old one in here, but there's also the new. That's an old one.
I did get a
Is it triples or something?
request to speak from Jeremy Jones on the behalf of the
Two
short.
triples, I think.
Two triples.
Thank you and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Please say Calvin Association. I've had no contact from the other group.
If I just
The
assume.
moderator takes care of that, though, doesn't
He? Yeah, but they usually ask if they can speak. Chris Pritchard and
McCoy.
yeah,
yeah,
What's her name?
Bet
Patricia. Ah.
Patty McCoy. They will probably be there as soon as we open, is the way Chris thought they were going to do it. I said, no problem. I said, but just we've had previous experience where people are going to be there. I said, if you're telling me you're going to be there when you're open,
Be
or when
there.
we open, you better show up. Said, not a problem. They'd be there. And I haven't heard any different from them, so I assume it's still the same.
That's at 7, right?
What's that?
7, right?
That is
All
correct.
right.
And other than that, I don't really know of anything that's.
Just the iPad, I took it and I just started over the whole thing. There's no way of breaking the issue that was going on. I've Googled it. I've done all kinds of things. I did many different ways, and there's not anywhere it's locked out, but yet they can't tell you how to unlock it.
Is that for day?
For day, yeah. So I'm creating a new Apple ID and all that for him. Him and I haven't really coordinated well because I'm putting it under his email. So when I go to set it up, it sends him a code and I need that code to go for it. So we just haven't connected. So I told him I'll touch base with him and get that back and figure that out. But so
Now, is this the one that he's got all the? Is this the road one, the iPad?
yeah. So he'll have to just download the
That
app.
didn't last very long.
That was pretty old, but or
Three,
four
two or three
years.
years.
That was on that, but
No, that's not very.
well,
They just started
I'm
getting.
thinking when they went to log in, they logged in too many times with the wrong password, and that's why it got locked out. But now Apple doesn't have a way to get it unlocked. I mean, you should have a bypass system somewheres, but I was Googling and everybody's saying can't be done. You got to do a new Apple ID. It's the only thing you can do. Yeah, stupid, huh? So that's what I did.
And the only other thing I have in correspondence is a request to add municipal appointments to upcoming select board agendas.
Saw that.
Rutland Regional Planning Commission, Commissioner and Alternate. Rutland Regional Transportation Advisory Committee, Representative and Alternate. Otter Creek Communication Union District Representative and Alternate. Keeping these positions current ensures your community maintains full and effective representation at a regional level.
What is that titled?
It's just a memo about putting them on the agenda to re-elect things. But the election like doesn't come in effect till like July 1st, wasn't it, or something we found out last
These
year?
Are appointments, not elections.
Sorry, appointments.
Then
Rutland Regional
appointment paperwork must be filed before April 1st.
April 1st, okay. There was three of them. Yeah, Rutland Regional Planning Commission, Rutland Region Transportation Advisory Committee.
Okay.
And the internet thing.
Yeah, and Outer Creek Communications Union.
I don't really. The Otter Creek thing, I mean, their time is pretty well gone.
Yeah, there hasn't been anything for them.
They've done what they needed to do, so to speak.
Actually, I thought we asked them to get off it because we didn't see. I think we told them we were done with them, if I remember right.
We got more federal money, though. I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Maybe make it so a guy like me can benefit.
Maybe, I don't know. I saw in the paper one day where they got another bunch of money.
Yeah, I've been trying to look into, I got to find something. I mean, I have great internet, but I pay for it.
All right, well, and the clothes for the town highway should be in the works.
What?
The uniforms.
Oh.
And there is a sweatshirt in that order for Captain Jack, an extra large hoodie, so just so you know.
I haven't.
Other than that, I think.
I haven't heard any.
It's probably not right yet. We just gave him the check 2 weeks ago, so.
Oh.
Because she had to have the check first, I guess.
We did have another one of our LEHMP meetings while you were gone. We have another one coming up, not for a couple weeks.
23rd.
Yeah, the 23rd. She's going to be on vacation. 2 weeks, whatever.
We're still supposed to have all that stuff up on the website, right? It's still up there. And I did tell Eric when I spoke to him that if they did have an agenda, I'd post it out there because there is a spot for it.
I think they finally put something in the hallway.
Did they reschedule it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I told him up front on vacation that I would put it if he wanted to send it to me.
No, he said that
I offered.
When I talked to him Friday, because my question, at that point in time, my question was, are you going to have a meeting? Do I need to shovel a sidewalk and plow the parking lot?
And open the door or anything?
And I thought they would have the decency to get a hold of me, but I finally called them. And because they wanted me to open the door, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then all he said was, Charlie said they're going to reschedule. Whatever that means.
Okay. And the school board meeting, the school meeting's tomorrow.
We did talk
to town at 7 in Milltown.
Did talk to John and David that we've got more than enough seed to reseed the new piece this spring.
Oh, at the cemetery.
Because I remember last summer was a drought, so some of the grass came and some didn't come. So they thought they would. As soon as the weather breaks, they'll go over and seed it. And I guess he's going to beg, borrow, or steal Ryan Davenport's hay shredder so he can mulch it.
And that I think is all I have.
So are we going to have to amend the mowing contract for that?
Oh, you're right. You should. Yes.
Well, I mowed it last summer.
I know, but
you should have to.
Right. Yeah, I guess when that comes up, you'd have to. You're right.
I would assume, and I believe the lawn mowing, the holder of the lawn mowing contract is on the board or on the commission, if I'm not mistaken.
On the what? It's Bishop.
Cemetery Commission.
Bishop?
Yeah.
Well, that has, but.
I believe it's him. I don't believe it's his wife. I believe it's Brian, I think.
Well, at least when he gives us his, or maybe we should give him a heads up when he gives you the quote for the contract for this coming year to add in the extra part of the extension of the cemetery.
I probably don't put anything in.
Which is simple because it's flat and it's stone.
Mrs. Fish Capron and Joe Capron have been working quite feverishly or quite extensively on finding out who is where and what. And what people have in the cemetery, whether they have a four bed lot, a four grave lot or two grave lot or whatever it is. And they believe they have most of discovered basically where most people are and
well, that's good.
Who's there and who's not there, and to some extent.
They find Alfred?
I believe they did. I don't know how to get a hold of Mrs. Jenkins. I don't believe I have her number anymore. It doesn't say who's on their committee.
What's his name? Mike? Charlie Mike? From the
probably he
funeral does. Home. Yeah, in his files.
Because when I got her phone call, I talked to him a bunch of times. I see him every day anyways. But other than that, I don't have anything. I don't know of any other issues that are upcoming or of any pressing importance.
I just want to thank you for allowing me to serve with you guys the last 3 years.
You're not done yet.
I'm done. Except for the meeting on Monday. I'm done.
We're there Monday.
I will be there Monday.
I don't care if you get a free trip to friggin' outer space. You will be there before you leave.
So I would never leave you hanging. But this is my last official meeting. Well, and I'll give you the keys that night, too.
Thanks for your service, anyway.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I would entertain a motion at this point in time.
Second. Meeting adjourned at 7. I think this is 28.
Yeah, pretty close.
Should want to.